When this man left town, to most, he was just a man who rented a home and worked in a business here. When he returned here about 5 years later, the citizens purchased his family a home. The story of that grand homecoming is this edition of The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV, and you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
Galena, Illinois was founded on a strong lead mining industry, but it also became known for producing generals. It all began with a relatively unknown man named Ulysses Grant.
He wasn't that well known because when he was here at the leather store, he traveled around the area. He traveled to Wisconsin. He traveled up into Iowa. Basically, not everybody really knew this fellow by the name of Ulysses Grant.
Galena historian Steve Rupp says Grant and his family rented a home on High Street, but then they left when the Civil War began.
With all the fame that came to him with the Civil War, he comes back to Galena to pay a visit, kind of a short mini vacation kind of a thing. And I think a number of the citizens here realize, hey, you know, he rented that house up on High Street. He needs his own house.
So the town of Galena set out to provide the winning general from the Civil War with a residence more befitting what he had accomplished for the country. They purchased a large home from Alexander Jackson.
They bought the house from him and presented it to General Grant when he came back in August of 1865. And I think U.S. Grant and his family were a bit overwhelmed, you know. They were probably unsure where they were going to live at. He was still general in charge of all the army.
Grant and his family took up residence in the new home. But his duties as general and later as president of the United States took him from here.
It wasn't like he forgot about Galena. He was very fond of the people and the friendships he made with the people here. And so here he is, the guy who basically was a bit unknown at the beginning of the war, becomes the leading general of the North.
There's more to the story of this home, though. And it's next time as we travel the countryside. In Galena, Illinois, I'm Andrew McCrae.